Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Signs of the Times, and the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and 3 nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here." The scribes and Pharisees asked for a sign that they did not need, and Jesus knew it. Many of them had been present when Jesus healed countless people and fed more. Did they not see the many healings and blessings that were in front of them? Of course they saw that sign. Yet the sign which Jesus actually speaks of in the scripture passage cannot be recognized by them. First of all, why does Jesus choose the particular symbols used in today's scriptures? The belly of the whale is, of course, the famous location where the prophet Jonah was swallowed by a massive fish. Symbolically, this dark and terrifying space became Jonah's attempt to escape God's directive that he preach at Nineveh, known for its immense wealth and unrepentant wickedness. But Jonah eventually chose to do God's will, and his preaching brought about Nineveh's salvation. The queen of the south, probably of Sheba, traveled from afar to visit King Solomon to benefit from his wisdom, although she first quizzed him with challenging questions. Jesus seems to be offering the scribes and Pharisees models who themselves first tested God, offering them the chance to repent. As Jonah, the people of Nineveh, and the queen of the south eventually did. And these examples should have been enough for them to recognize a sign they sought. Yet, as we know, scripture exists for all time, including ours, and the fullness of today's reading appears to mean more to us in our 20th century than to the scribes and Pharisees. The meaning begins with Jesus' statement, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet." But the way he continues is meant not for the scribes and Pharisees, but for us. Quote, "Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and 3 nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights," close quote. We know, as the scribes and Pharisees could not know, that Jesus refers to his future crucifixion, burial, and resurrection. The sign that the scribes and Pharisees ask for, that we recognize, is his divine presence, the person of Jesus. As he tells them when he relates the stories that are familiar to them and should have convinced them, as he tells them twice, there is something greater than Jonah and Solomon here. Here meaning in biblical time, here meaning in our time, here meaning in all time.